Welcome in to another new NACE International podcast. My name is Ben Dubose, and I'm a staff writer with Codings Pro Magazine and with Materials Performance Magazine. On today's podcast, as we continue our exclusive interview series, I'm joined by Alan Robinson, Commercial Vice President for North America at Dow Polyurethanes. Alan, good morning. How are you?
Good, and good morning to you as well, Ben. Thanks for having me on.
No problem. Glad to have you. And before we get too deep into the podcast, I'll start by giving you a chance to briefly give a biography of both yourself and the company. For any of our followers that might not fully be familiar, just fill us in about what the expertise is that you have, or I suppose a better way to frame it, your company's expertise.
Yeah, absolutely, Ben. So why don't I start first with just company? So Dow Inc., the former Dow Chemical Company, we specialize in making multiple different materials from plastics to, wet chemicals, industrial-based chemicals. And today what we'll really talk about more is in the polyurethane space of chemicals that we offer into various different industries and segments. If I spend a little bit of time just on me and kind of what I do, Ben, so I'm the North American Commercial Vice President for our polyurethanes portfolio. So what that really means is think of it as like the general manager running the North American business. But the capabilities and the things we talk about today are truly global. So within Dow, I wear multiple hats. That's my one of my jobs. The other job is really leading globally the strategy around some of our high value, what we call polyurethane systems business, mm-hmm. as well as being one of the key drivers in our digital transformation within the business and within Dow itself. And so, what we talk about today is, as you've been seeing in the media and different resources, is we've launched a global capability that we're calling predictive intelligence, which really gets at formulating expertise and making it easier for our customers to do business with us and making it faster, more efficient for them to do business with us. So,
as many of you have probably surmised by now, Dow Polyurethanes, as Alan was explaining, represents the polyurethanes business within Dow. And as far as polyurethanes go, that's a big part of the equation for our audiences at NACE as well. Obviously, they have technical properties that can be used for corrosion resistance. And for example, we often write about contractors that will apply polyurethane-based coating systems, for example. So with that as the backdrop, I'm going to read the first paragraph of a press release that Dow Polyurethanes recently put out. Alan was just referencing this. You can find it at codingspromag.com or materialsperformance.com. And then I'm going to get Alan to talk a little bit more about what it means in greater detail as far as the implications for the industry. Here's the lead. Dow Polyurethanes, a business division of Dow, is accelerating its digital transformation through increased integration into artificial intelligence and predictive capabilities geared at increasing its digital IQ across all business operations. Dow is collaborating with Microsoft to accelerate the integration of machine learning and AI solutions into a novel predictive intelligence capability that will transform product development processes and enhance customer collaboration. In short, Alan, what does predictive intelligence mean as far as the industry is concerned? What are the tools that this can give your business or any business potentially?
Yeah, think of it as a couple different stages, Ben. When I get back to this is all about speeding up and making it easier to do business with our customers, think of it as a few stages. So if we simplify this, stage one, right? Mm-hmm. We do business all around the world. So let's use your audience as a coatings, for example, and we could pick a favorite coating. Maybe it's the garage, our roof coating kind of application. Mm-hmm. All around the world, we do different formulations, different testing, different data that we might have. And to go into one of those formulations, it could be 15 different variables. Within each of those variables could be thousands of options. And then just the percentage of that formulation can change between those 15 different variables. So when you simplify this, think of it as a design of experiment that is millions. And it just becomes too much for the human brain to do. And we do this mm-hmm. today in the polyurethane industry. The discovery phase, the selling cycle could be anywhere of, let's say, 18 months from customer raises a problem to you go into the bench, in your labs, and you start to formulate all these things, and then you try to trial, and maybe you fail, you go back, you tweak it again. So this could be an 18-month cycle. Some are longer, some are shorter. Now think about stage one as just tapping into all that knowledge that we already have. So what would normally take us in discovery phase of what could be 2, 3 months now happens in a matter of 30 seconds. We would type in, key performance indicators that the customer is looking for, and we're able to kind of harvest all of our big data that we've been working on and building up and come up with something that we've done today or have done in the past that would be a good starting point formulation to work in that. But then you've got to go over into stage two. And stage two is, oftentimes we don't have solutions or we may not have done this before. Trends are evolving. There's a new chemical that's being tested for waterproofing, or for, chemical resistance. And so oftentimes you may not have a formulation sitting on the shelf. Well, now introduce, the Microsoft, the machine learning, artificial intelligence capability that can help predict formulations that maybe we haven't put together or not currently in our quote catalog. And so now it will give us, based on all the testing that we've done, all the data that we'll upload into this capability, it will give us a projection of what the formulation should look like, given that we've never done it. And so this is a great opportunity to really accelerate our innovation pipeline and also accelerate doing business with customers and solving their problems. Stage three, although may not be as applicable in some of the areas that you do business in, which I think of formulators and applicators of applying it down, but in many cases in polyurethane, you have to marry wet chemistry with equipment. And there's just as much variables in the equipment. And so being able to build machine learning on equipment recommendations, equipment settings, how it marries with the chemistry is going to be where we get to in the future as well. And so when you think about this, the attempt is to take a sales cycle that is exceptionally long today and be able to simulate everything to shrink that sales cycle down, cut it in half more than 50%, making it easier, more effective, and more efficient to do business with Dow and to meet our customer needs faster.
What type of trends have you seen in the industry as far as the increased digitalization, just on a very broad level? Why is this the right way to go? What type of feedback have you gotten from the customers that you deal with that lends you to think that, that the industry is ready for this and that this is the right direction to go in?
Yeah, let's first start with the trends, I think. So on the trend side, I think there's been a lot of activity in digitalizing supply chains. You often like to use other industries, main players like a Home Depot or Walmart that have really taken digital supply chain to the next level, or even Amazon, where connecting supply chains and ERP systems between different companies to really make it digital, make it more effective. So there's many of those trends here in this space as well, where you're looking at digitizing your entire, what people refer to as end-to-end. I produce and I can ship to a customer and making that digital. Dow's also doing that as well, ensuring that we can digitize kind of the end-to-end process. We see digital starting to take place in troubleshooting, whether that be, sensors on your customer's equipment and doing more digital troubleshooting from afar. That's an exceptional way to also help address and do troubleshooting for customers, but digitizing your R&D process. So when you think of like a polyurethane system, for instance, you're customizing each formulation for every customer. No one customer or no one product is sold to two customers. It's a very highly customized solution for all of our customers that are out there. And so digitizing the whole formulation and customization process will help speed this up. And that's why we looked at this going, we can all do the digitalization of end to end, and we can do the troubleshooting But we believe there's a tremendous amount of value in shortening the sales cycle to meet customer solution, and we think that's a winning proposition.
Have you guys had any, I don't know if feedback's the right word, maybe lessons learned, I think is what I'm going for. For
okay.
other people or companies in the industry that might be looking at this and considering perhaps a similar
yeah.
transformation, what type of experiences have you had in the early going that might be useful for other people in the industry to learn from?
Yeah, it's a great question, Ben. What I'll tell folks is, one, be patient and know it's a journey. You don't get there overnight. So mm-hmm. some of the key things we've learned is, take our space in polyurethanes, is you really have to break it down into simple, basic steps mm-hmm. and focus your area in certain segments. You can't take the shotgun approach and do it everywhere. And so we've really isolated it down to say, here's certain areas that we know will be more successful in getting it standing up first, and then work our way through the various different applications that we can build the model, the capabilities to get there. And it is a journey. You know, this is not something you raise your hand and say within a couple months you're going to be there. This is a multi-year journey that you'll mm-hmm. take to really digitize the whole process to go after it. So you have to stay focused. You have to be willing to, you know, prioritize and stay away from some other initiatives that might veer you off of this attention. And you have to realize that you're probably going to need some help. You won't have all the capabilities internally.
So here at NACE, and I mentioned this earlier, our audiences are largely interested in polyurethanes as they pertain to things like coatings, linings, insulation, and all these other technologies that can be used for corrosion control. Are there any examples that you can give as far as the types of trends or information that might can be predicted within material science? Just talk, if you could, about some of the properties within that field that you might be able to predict with this type of machine learning predictive intelligence.
Yeah, certainly. And so we won't be able to go into a tremendous amount of details, but I can talk at a high level as you think around some of the different areas. So in the case space is really what you're referring to, what we call industrial or case, so mm-hmm. the coating, adhesive, sealant, elastomer kind of side of the business in polyurethane. And so you can look at, you know, we often talk about KPIs, key performance indicators that folks would be looking for. So whether that's, you know, bonding material that or substrate that you're going to be bonding to, or you know, what kind of chemical resistance, what kind of waterproofing resistance that you might be looking for. The problem with trying to answer in the cage space is it's so highly fragmented. There's so many different applications. There's so many different KPIs. And so I'm trying to give you a high level mm-hmm. of what you would focus in on. But if you start to, you have to do, figure out what the key initiatives are in each of those various applications and segments. And so I'll give you an example. I know you mentioned insulation in one space in your write-up, right? Folks might be looking for insulation value. They might be looking for how it fills the cavity. They might be looking for density. They might be looking for sustainability, you know, features. And so all of those KPIs can be plugged in to figure out what formulation best meets the needs for our customer. Similar thing as we build out our case initiatives in those spaces is we'll have the same thing, whether it's substrate bonding, whether it's waterproofing, chemical resistance, you know, or you get all the way down in some of the elastomer areas of hardness and types of materials that you're dealing with. So all the key performance indicators. The intent is, if you simplify this, is a customer has a problem. They identify what the problem is, and we're able to find a solution that matches up with it. And if we haven't done it before, the Microsoft capability will help us find the formulation that could do it.
As we wrap up the podcast, what's the timetable moving forward with all of this? What are the next steps on the horizon as Dow Polyurethanes continues to roll all of this out?
Yeah, so if we look at end of the year, we'll have capabilities in a particular segment. We're focusing in on the first segment to launch the truly predictive capability mm-hmm. is going to be in what we call a consumer science space. That capability, we will have internal capabilities by the end of the year. We'll begin, customer trial, customer invites in the first part of next year. And by the end of 2021, what we'll be launching also is a website available to be start utilizing these capabilities from an external standpoint. So customer portal to go in and start identifying, what solutions could match needs there. So that's our intent is phase one, we're already there. I mentioned the three different phases. Phase two, we'll be there in a particular segment by end of the year with the intent to extrapolate that out over multiple segments with the target to be there across all segments within a two-year time frame.
Okay.
Like I said, it's a journey, Ben. It doesn't happen in just a couple months, right? And then, like I said, we'll open up customer portals in 2021 to begin and start using and utilizing these tools. And our internal team will start being able to utilize the tools even deeper. So stage two, 2021.
Good insight there from Alan Robinson, Commercial Vice President for North America at Dow Polyurethanes. Alan, before you go, for any of our listeners that want to keep track of your journey at Dow or get more information, what's the best way that they can do that? I'm guessing it's the website, but basically plug anything that you want to plug that might be of value to our listeners.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, first and foremost, Dow.com. Our website's been revamped. That's where predictive intelligence will also be sitting is on our Dow.com website. So I would say that's the best place to go to really start tracking progress, raise your hand for questions, start checking in on what's happening predictive intelligence-wise. The other thing is always keep an eye on LinkedIn. We'll be sending out updates. We'll be using that forum to provide any information, updates, and access to folks that may have questions. You can always reach out in that space as well on LinkedIn.
Sounds great. Again, he is Alan Robinson, Commercial Vice President for North America at Dow Polyurethanes, and this is where we will end things today. Alan mentioned where you can keep up with Dow, but before we sign off, I also want to throw in a few more of our own plugs as well. You can read Coatings Pro Magazine at coatingspromag.com, and you can read Materials Performance Magazine at materialsperformance.com. You can also find out more about NACE, the association, that is, at nace.org. You can also subscribe to this podcast, if you have not already, at Apple, Google, Spotify, or any number of our great distributors. And while you're there, please don't hesitate to reach out and leave us a 5-star review if you can. Once again, for Alan Robinson, my name is Ben Dubose. Thanks as always for listening, and please come back soon for another new NACE International podcast.